más. Por eso ya tanto la olvido.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Legends International. This is Philippe Harari. Thank you for joining me. If you're hearing my voice, you are either traveling in the Palm Beach County region of South Florida, here in the States, or you are picking us up somewhere in the world through the Legends Radio application on your phone. So good evening, and thank you for joining me. This is what you're hearing behind me here. This is the track from the Gypsy Kings, A Mi Manera, which is the Spanish version of Frank Sinatra's My Way. And that is a perfect example of a song that everybody would consider a great American standard, songbook standard. And in fact, it's a French song. And Paul Anka bought it, turned it into what it became. Frank Sinatra sang it. And it became exported, jettisoned out into the ether, where the rest of the world only knows it as My Way. And eventually, even the Gypsy Kings, along with everybody else, reinterprets it thanks to our American style. So there are so many songs like that that I try to put together and show you. The list is endless of how many of our great American hits originated as something else, something from France or from Italy. But even more so, how those same songs, and even songs that originated from our culture, then gets adopted by the rest of the world and incorporated into their cultures. And since my wife and I are so lucky to be able to live and work here in Florida and in the south of France and Sicily, we're exposed to such an extraordinary degree of American adulation, specifically through our music, that's the idea of the show. So, you know, we see it in more than just music, okay? And I'm a little amateur historian. I love history, and I was just recently watching a very lengthy documentary all about how the American occupation of Japan post-1945 took place, what was involved. And within this documentary was the discussion about how in the rubble of Tokyo, the Japanese heard from within the rubble the trumpets and saxophones of what they understood to be American jazz. And so with our American troops, as we today, this evening, we celebrate Veterans Day here in America, our American veterans brought not only our ships and our great fleets and everything else of our might, but it also brought our culture. And the tip of the spear, no pun intended, was our American music, and that being the most vivid example of our style. So, you know, it's incredible. In this documentary, it was showing how they wanted to adopt our American ideals, the democracy, and, you know, it was MacArthur that was in charge of it all, and it started to head down a path that was more socialistic and more communistic, and eventually MacArthur was pulled off of all domestic politics and economic affairs, and they sent in the most important of America's bankers of the day, and he took charge of restructuring the Japanese economy to have it more closely match our American system. And so Japan has got to be one of the greatest examples in the 20th century. It became one of the largest. It is currently the third largest economy in the world. It enjoys one of the highest standards of living. Its affluence, its education, and so on. But it also is the largest Elvis fan club in all of Asia. In 1962, Frank Sinatra was on that very famous world tour to benefit children. And he landed in Tokyo and was greeted by the Imperial Japanese government representative. That's in 62. That's the 62 Sinatra. And then had such a successful open-air concert in a certain park there in Tokyo. So special that concert was. It was just a few years ago, 2016, that was turned into a CD, an album that you can buy. was that concert in 1962. So that's where the love affair with the Japanese and Sinatra began, really right around there. And he'd been back to perform dozens of times and in all their commercials and all kinds of things. But the Japanese experience with regard to our American culture and specifically our American music is a perfect example. And in that case, delivered by our great veterans from 1945. So here I would like to play a beautiful example of what we know as a Frank Sinatra song, but this is Jay Alcantara, Fly Me to the Moon.
See you.
Just in case you thought the infatuation that the Japanese have with Sinatra or with Elvis just stops there, it doesn't. It goes to every style of music, and it influences all of their music. And you imagine what Japanese authentic music is, how far away it is from Motown. And yet, look how they really captured it so beautifully there. So I was mentioning the Gypsy Kings when we started here with their version of My Way. And in the next segment, I'm going to play some more of their music, and I'm going to let you know about a terrific concert that's coming up December 6th by my dear friend Georgi Lakatos of the Gypsy Nation band that is so sought after around the world. Well, they'll be here in a few weeks, and I'm going to tell you all about them. But when it comes to American style, when it comes to capturing the boldness of America, I think nobody does it better than Frank Sinatra. And it is very rare, for those who know about Sinatra, you know it is very rare that he does American songs. He once said that it was the only style of music that intimidated him because he refused to do it with any kind of disrespect. He was so sensitive about doing it well. So it was very rare that he covered any of the great American patriotic songs. But this is him in a live show in 1978 at Caesar's Palace that they were going to use for a reel for Caesar's Palace to show all of their entertainment lineup. And, of course, ending and beginning with Frank Sinatra. And he ended his show after My Way. He ended it with this. And on this Veterans Day, I'll end this segment with Francis Albert talking about our great country, America.
Thank you. I hope that you enjoyed the music that we put together for you tonight. And now I'd like to do something else for you. This is a love song, not about a person, about a place. It belongs to you and me. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, or amber waves of grain, your purple mountain's majesty above your fruited plains. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for the spacious skies and the waves of grain, your purple mountain's majesty above your fruited plains. America, America, crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
And when it comes to veterans and Frank Sinatra, he is he was found to be 4F, disabled of because of the hemorrhage in his eardrum when he was born. And so he didn't serve in World War II. But thank God for that, because he became really the voice of the nation at the point when all the troops were heading off onto ships to go across the Atlantic and fight. His song of the day, which became the song in America, was "I'll Be Seeing You." And it was symbolic of, you know, the men leaving their ladies and the women leaving their men, and you know, "I'll be seeing you someday." And, you know, it caught the flavor of the moment back then. And this is amongst the things you pick up when you're a sick Sinatra person like I am. But very often we think of Bob Hope as the giant contributor to our veterans and our troops. But Frank Sinatra was a huge one. When we come back, I am going to give you a reprise of my interview with my dear friend Lee Greenwood. And we'll, of course, play his song, "God Bless the USA," which perhaps more than any other patriotic song captures the feeling for the veterans. Be right back.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito. Un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba la mano y la cara de azul. Y de improviso el viento rápido me llevó. Y me echó a ir a volar en el cielo infinito. Volaré, oh, oh, cantaré, oh, oh, nel blu dipinto di blu. Felice di stare lassù. Un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba la mano y la cara de azul. Y de improviso en el viento rápido me llevó. Y me hicieron volar en el cielo infinito.
That is, of course, the Gypsy Kings with their interpretation of what you may believe as Dean Martin's Volare. But Dean Martin's Volare is originally Nel Blu Dipinto di Blu from Italia. And he took it, and it became the giant hit that it was for not only Dean Martin, but for so many different singers and stars around the world, and the Gypsy Kings from the south of France eventually picked it up and turned it into that, and I think it's a fabulous reinterpretation, repackaging. The energy and the excitement that comes from that kind of music, gypsy music, is palpable if you've not experienced it before. And I want to tell you about a happening going on this December 6th, a few weeks from now, and my dear friend Georgie Lakatos, who is local here to South Florida, but is sought after in plays all around the world, he is bringing his band, which is the Gypsy Nation Band, which does consist of some of the original members from the Gypsy Kings, and they are going to be doing their performance right here in West Palm Beach at the Kravitz Theater. That's the, you know, the proper theater of Palm Beach County. And so that show is happening on December 6th, and you can find out details about it online. The Lady of Song, Lenny Sabatino, who I spoke about last week, will be opening for them. And I think you're supposed to say at a moment like this, yours truly. I will be joining Lennis and joining the group for a couple of songs there at the Kravitz like we did so many years ago. It's going to be a reuniting of all the good people around, and I'm going to be there to disturb it all. But it's going to be a great time, December 6th. I don't know if it's sold out, so if so, I'm sorry, but I believe there may be some tickets left. I can't tell you what the prices are. I don't know, but it's December 6th. And at the Kravitz Center, and you can get tickets at kravitz.org. So I'll spell it for you, KRAVIS.org. Kravitz, not Kravitz. And hopefully, if you do come, wave at me while I'm singing and say hi. And it'll be a great pleasure to see any of the listeners from Legends Radio. But anybody who's there is going to have an unforgettable time, because Georgie and his group, really, I can't say enough. If you've got binoculars, you're not that you'll need them. It's in the Rinker Playhouse, so it's quite intimate. But if you can see his hands when he's playing, I think it's unbelievable. He's just fascinating, as they all are, and they play in unison. And you feel the passion and the energy of their performing. And I can't help but to be a spectator whenever I'm around. I've played with them. These guys are really so much fun, though. We get into fights in the back, you know, behind in the green room kind of thing. I've told these stories. We come out and we look normal and we're proper, but we're crawling on the ground fighting with each other. We're not serious, but we just have a lot of fun. We played in Germany together, and I've just got great memories with my dear brother, Georgie. So don't miss that show. That's December 6th at the Kravitz Theater, kravitz.org. Now, on this Veterans Day, few people have been able to capture the American spirit in their song. Really, you've got the national anthem. Maybe you've got Ray Charles, America the Beautiful. It is largely considered by much of the country that the second national anthem is God Bless the USA. And it most poignantly and most proudly captures the feeling that many Americans have about their veterans. And so I'm going to play for you my interview with Lee Greenwood, who I met many years ago. And we shared a stage together, about to perform for a president at the time, and we struck up a wonderful relationship. So as I head into this interview and his song, I ask that you leave aside all political ideas that we all are struggling with here these days. But you know, the more you spend time out of the country and you see what we mean to other nations, the more humble you become, at least in my case, as an American, you become even more grateful to be an American. And pride in one's country should never be appropriated by any side, nor should any song, okay? So I ask for you to join me. My participation that I require from you tonight is that you leave all political ideas aside as you listen to Lee Greenwood and then his song.
So how are you, Lee? Thanks so much for taking the time to do this with me. I know you got a crazy schedule, so I want to make the most out of it. I remember one time that you you and I were talking backstage while something else was going on, and we were about to perform for the president, and you told me how many presidents you've been through. How many have you been through?
Well, there's actually nine that I've sang for. Twice at two different presidential inaugurations at the Lincoln Memorial. That was President Bush 41 right. and for President Trump.
Right.
But there were two other instances that I sang for five presidents at a time. One was the Reagan Library opening, and that goes back to the Reagan administration, where it was Presidents Reagan, Bush, Nixon, Carter, and Ford, and also all of their wives, and Lady Bird Johnson was on that dais at that particular day. Then fast forward, we had hurricane relief that when the hurricanes hit about 10 years ago at in Houston and in Puerto Rico, I sang for five presidents in an event at Texas A&M. And that was both Bush presidents, 41 and 43, Presidents Clinton, Carter, and Obama. And so I have that picture on my website. You could go to Lee Greenwood and see that when my wife and I are standing behind the five presidents for a photograph. So it's always cool to perform for heads of state. I've also done that in front of Margaret Thatcher, who was former Prime Minister of England, at the Reagan birthday party years ago. So, it's not old hat. It doesn't get old. It's just sure. After a while, it's like, well, excuse me, Mr. President. Excuse me, Mr. President. Hello, Mr. President. You know, and it's just funny.
I got a momentary taste of that. But then, of course, I, as every other American, and I'm sure so many people around the world, took most note of you when you really made it into everyone's heart and soul after 9/11, and you performed, didn't you, at that Yankee Stadium, the World Series, the first game that happened in the country after 9/11?
Well, there were three events in New York that the mayor of New York, Rudy Giuliani, asked me to come and perform for. The first was the Firemen's Memorial, where 300 firemen lost their lives in the Trade Towers. That was at Yankee Stadium. The second time was for the Policemen's Memorial. There was over 100 cops killed as well in New York.
Right.
And we did that one at Carnegie Hall.
Oh.
What you're speaking of is then the fourth game of the World Series that year, the Yankees against the Diamondbacks. That was also at Yankee Stadium.
Whether it be through your travels or because you've been able to capture what we are, what do you think about our, it is about our culture that's so attractive to the rest of the world? Why does our music resonate so deeply with other cultures?
Well, we have some things that we invented here. American artists, of course, are popular in the world because they're flamboyant. I mean,
right.
It's not to say that Italian, German, French, or other countries don't have a flamboyant artist.
Right.
Even in the Orient, they have some, but we have just more access to the to the way music is created here, and when people go into a studio, they have the world at their fingertips, and they create stuff, they throw it out there, and the rest of the world eats it up. I'm proud to go into the rest of these countries. Like you said, I was just in France for 2 weeks, but I did sing at Normandy for the 10,000 American soldiers that gave their lives to free France from the Nazis, and I love the French. We were there on the Seine River, and I took a picture of the Statue of Liberty right in front of the Eiffel Tower. That's a beautiful sight that I have, knowing that we freed the French and the French gave us our Statue of Liberty that now stands for freedom for everybody who comes around the world to America. I'm just happy to represent our country as an ambassador through my music, and I walk the walk.
I'll tell you, Lee, you're an absolute ambassador for America and for its music, but you're very kind to me for no reason at all. I think you're kind to everybody.
Well, you're an entertainer. I appreciate what you do. You're a good singer, and I love your wife. She is terrific, and the way you two work together on stage, it reminded me of all the years I spent in Vegas doing exactly that same thing. It'd be great.
I love you, Lee. Thanks so much.
All right, bye-bye.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, work for all my life, and I had to start again, just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars, to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave their right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the
design, 'cause you're a criminal as long as you're mad. I want your love. Love, 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 I want your love. I want your psycho, your vertigo stick. Won't you win my rear window? Baby, you're sick. I want your love. Love, 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 I want your love. I want your love, I want your revenge, I want your love. I don't wanna be friends, je veux dans la mort, et je veux te revoir, je veux dans la mort. I don't want to be friends, I don't wanna be friends.
That's PMJ, otherwise referred to as Postmodern Jukebox. They're terrific, a terrific band. Surprising to me was that they originated in a basement in Queens, New York, where I was originally from. And they have now collaborated with 70 different big artists and have toured continents, and they really have made it. And they take existing songs and they put this 1920s vintage style to it. And in this case, they're covering one of Lady Gaga's original fun, original writings before her evolution into the classic standards world that she is now in. By joining Tony Bennett, she really has proven herself as quite the vocalist. But originally, her songs, there's Poker, there's different ones. This is Bad Romance, and it was redone by this Postmodern Jukebox in a wonderful way. Now, years and years ago, there was an amazing saxophonist named Louis Jordan that I hope many people know. He was given the term King of Jukebox. He was a multi-instrumentalist, really. He was a great saxophonist, but he was a songwriter, a band leader. He was later inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's really joined all kinds of huge stars. Bing Crosby, Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong. So the guy really got pretty high up there. And this is one of his big songs, I Want You to Be My Baby, which is followed by, get ready, Why Not Do It in Chinese? I don't know why not, because when you hear it, seems to match perfectly. It was even featured in the movie Crazy Rich Asians. And so this is, I won't try to pronounce it in Chinese, but this is I Want You to Be My Baby by Louis Jordan.
Listen to your daddy and you never will regret it. And if anybody wonders, you can tell them that I said it. The only thing I know is that I never can forget you. I've been longing for you, baby, ever since the day I met you. I got you where I want you and I'm never gonna let you get away from me. Hear what I tell you, I'm the man for you, and so you better start to face it. If you ever lose my love, you know you never can replace it. I think it's time for you to start to giving me some loving, cause I'm carrying a torch for you that's hotter than an oven. It's time for you and me to do a little turtle doving. Baby, hold me tight, do what I tell you.
说出来，我要你，我要你，我要你的，我要你的，我要。 know you never can replace it. It's time for you to start to give me some loving. Carrying a touch for it's harder than an oven. It's time for you to give me a little tender love. Baby, hold me tight and do what I tell you.
The Four Tops, stretching their international muscles with the Italian version of their big hit, Can't Help Myself. When it comes to American style and the ability to capture the passion of a particular song, probably nobody is better than Whitney Houston. And here on this Veterans Day, best way I've found that I can say my thanks, and thanks on behalf of Legends Radio, is to play, I think this is a fabulous version of Whitney Houston performing for thousands of returning veterans. This is her Welcome Home Heroes special in 1991. These people were coming back from Desert Storm. And she puts on an all-American style gratitude show with this great version of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Let's hear it.
Thank you so much. I hope you have enjoyed yourselves as much as I have enjoyed being with you. I had the best time. Thank you so much. I really did. Thank you. Let me say it again then. One more song. One more song. Okay. Okay. I hope what we feel here tonight will never, ever be lost. I know that tonight is the beginning of a new age of understanding and hope for all of us. Please stand and sing this song with me, would you please? It's the Battle Hymn of Republic. You know the words. I know you do. have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his faithful lightning up his terrible whistle. His truth is marching on. Everybody sing with me. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Sing it. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say it.
That's our show. On this special Veterans Day, we take a pause and we say thank you to all you veterans, those past, those to come. We enjoy all our blessings thanks to you. Thanks to Lee Greenwood. Thanks to Georgie Lakatos, December 6th. Thanks to Dick Robinson, Tim Reaver, Charlie Shapiro, Mike McGann, and my Angela Manfredi. Take care, folks. Sleep warm.